Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, Rory McIlroy, you might have heard, has called off his divorce from his wife, Erica Stahl. He filed for divorce last month. This was just days before competing at the PGA Championship in the US. And they have been married for 7 years. Sean Mandel is an LA-based entertainment reporter. He joins me on the line. So, Sean, the announcement of the divorce last month came as a shock at the time, but this is an even bigger one. Can you take us through what's been happening?
Absolutely. The news broke just as Rory McIlroy is said to take on the U.S. Open in his bid to get a major championship under his belt for the first time since 2014. Certainly still one of the most decorated golfers in modern history. And we get this news that he has called off a divorce, official proceedings that were set in motion last month, which court documents told us that the marriage had become irretrievably broken. And so for there to be this major 180, really, within such a short amount of time, with Rory McIlroy revealing in a statement that he and his wife are no longer going to be moving forward with the divorce, and that he and his wife, Erica, believe that their future is best spent together, that they are going to continue to operate as a family unit and start a new beginning. They have a 3-year-old daughter, Poppy, who was born in 2020. So that seems to as well have been a factor here when we look at the language emphasizing the family unit, if you will.
Okay. Now, going back to the decision to divorce, we had heard in reporting that he had served papers on Erica, and it seemed like a very formal and final decision had been made about the marriage at that stage.
Absolutely. And that's not something that you take lightly, to file papers in that manner, especially when you are someone of Rory McIlroy's stature, because these papers are court documents, which in the state of Florida and in the United States are publicly accessible. So they would have been easily found out by anyone who maybe would just be regularly checking different court rosters, as reporters are want to do, to see, you know, what sort of notable divorces have been filed in court. So he would have known that to do that was to take a very public step forward, that this wasn't a, you know, we're taking a separation, I'm getting a lawyer, you're getting a lawyer. It was a very firm decision. Mm-hmm. And for it to have now changed so dramatically, and as well for him to have been the one to make, you know, to make that move, to file the papers, to seek the divorce, and very quickly, you know, to come to this new position is quite remarkable. And it should be said as well that as he was preparing in front of press at the U.S. Open in the run-up to that event, reporters were noticing that he seemed to have a pep in his step, if you will, which is not something that you might expect him to have given the dramatic news as of late. And that was before it became clear that he and Erica were going to be sticking together.
Sean, thank you very much for bringing us the detail on that surprising announcement from Rory McIlroy and Erica Stahl. Sean Mandel, LA-based entertainment reporter.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.